This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fourth week of early summer, the second week of the turtle hatching moon, and the first week of the sun in Cancer. These are the longest days of the year, and Thursday, the 21st, is solstice, the peak of the solar tides splitting Earth time in two, the sun leaving early summer in Gemini and entering deep summer in Cancer. Obscured by daylight, the constellations that accompany the sign of Cancer during the day include Orion in the middle of the southern sky at noon, with the potent dog star Sirius low behind him. And Pisces lies in the west, and Leo in the east, and Draco in the north. Even though these star groups may be invisible in the sunlight, the landscape on Earth offers markers that reveal the sky map hidden in the light of the longest days of the year. The orange ditch lilies, accompanied by pink-flowered thistles and yellow sweet clover, track the stellar course and bookend the solar passage of early summer. Those common flowers begin their flowering at the close of May, come to full bloom just before solstice, and then give way to the easy markers of July. The white Queen Anne's lace and the yellow black-eyed Susans that dominate the roadsides well into Leo in the dog days of summer. And so the landscape itself is the sky chart. If you look at the flowers around you, you become an astronomer. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of deep summer. In the meantime, look for lilies in the fields. Their petals are simple signs of solstice. And to follow July day by day, you can purchase my July daybook on Amazon. Find it by searching under Bill Felker.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.